Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Who came from?
Your name be praised. no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
What we wait. when you walk into that property.
Can you see what the Lord has
when that healing happens?
What we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never go, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hey, da, da, da. Consistent to lead me halfway. that you start, you always finish. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I'm here to testify, you're too faithful to fail.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto each and every one of us from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Be multiplied unto us in His name, in the name of Jesus. Good morning. Welcome to the first Sunday. Hallelujah. In the month of April. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Only God brought us to this point, and we bless His name. Without God, we cannot do nothing. Hallelujah. So we bless God, and we bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. So we're going to get into prayer. Father, we bless you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. Father, we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful to you. We thank you for the breath that we breathe. Hallelujah. That is us. Thank you for our children. Thank you for grandchildren. Thank you for spouses. Thank you for our parents. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Oh, God, we thank you for your goodness, your goodness, your goodness. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace. Your grace, your grace, your grace. Hallelujah. Your grace, oh, God. We bless you, oh, God. We praise you, oh, God. We worship you, oh, God. Oh, God, we bless your name. We honor you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, Almighty God, Holy Ghost, move in our midst, touch each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, let your light shine in our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over our homes, hover over our children and grandchildren, hover over our jobs, every part of our lives. We rededicate it to you, Holy Ghost. Take preeminence. We surrender our lives to you in the name of Jesus. We surrender our lives to you in the name of Jesus. We surrender to you, O God. Have your way, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Almighty God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Almighty God, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Your mercies on you every morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Almighty God, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy. Forgive us of sin of omission. Be merciful unto us. Mercy for our children. Have mercy for our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, our great-grand. Have mercy for our spouses, our husbands, and our wives. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy, 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 mercy in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy, O God. We pray for mercy, O God. Forgive us of all that we have done that is not pleasing to you in thought, in words, in deeds. Lord, have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you said you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oria masanderia kuria seteria cum. Uria kuria masanderia, hallelujah, romoso doria kala masanderia. Uria masanderia kuria maseteria co. Uria masetete. Uria masetere kurumasetere kurumasete. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy. Uriya na kaya mosodoria kuria mukuya ne kaya masandereya kuria ne kaya. Hallelujah, ramosoduri kuri 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 kuri. Uriya masanda do. In the name of Jesus, I release the blood of Jesus. I soak this service in the blood of Jesus. I soak our wombs in the blood of Jesus. Our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Our body, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We soak the doorposts of our hearts in the blood of Jesus. The doorposts of our homes in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oria makaya sete de koye mo koye ne kaya sete de uri kuya masando ye ke ye koromasete de. In the name of Jesus, oria sata kaye mo kuye na kaye ukuye ne ke ye kaya. We use the blood of Jesus against every evil in the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy against our lives, against our death, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We flush our children with the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, great-grand with the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, our jobs with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the bro Korea set de koye mukuye neka. He kuye nakaya masete de koye mukorea satada. Uriya sitiria kuria masande koye muku. Ikiya nekaya masanda. Aya kuye kaya mukuye nakasete. Uye kuye musuturu kuria masete. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, this morning to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us. In the name of Jesus, and doing your biddings in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, the holy angels, the holy legions of angels that are assigned to us individually. In the name of Jesus, the holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, the holy angels that are assigned to each and every one that's here this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hiding and protecting, doing your biddings in our lives. Let the light of God shine in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, release the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, you said you will keep us in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on you. Hallelujah. Gloria mas betere. Release your peace, your perfect peace. On us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our minds are stayed on you because we trust you. We love you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you for this new season. This new season that we have entered into, this ministry has entered into, we thank you, Lord. This is a season that we have never seen before, oh God. It's a new season, oh God. You said, I'm going to do a new thing, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for children's eyes to see. Open your sons and daughters' eyes to see. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, illuminate our minds, oh God. Let the mind of Christ be in us. And so, Father, we thank you that we walk after your spirit and not after the flesh. We thank you, oh God, for leading us and guiding us. Holy Spirit, we thank you for teaching us. We still thank you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And so, Spirit of the living God, we bless your name, the name. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. We thank you for January. We thank you for February. We thank you for March, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you've done so much for us. Hallelujah. Oh God, we cannot even thank you enough, Father God. But we give you all glory, all honor, and praises. When the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard. Even right now, Lord, you are protecting us. You are guiding us. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we each and every one under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. And we glorify your glorious in your holy name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Welcome once again to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise his name. This month we are doing the theme that we're holding on for this month is restoration. Restoration. Unto us the joy of your salvation. Restoration. Restoration. So we're going to go deep into restoration. This is a deep topic. And I want you to pay attention because all the prayer points will come, hallelujah, from restoration. Now, I want you to pay attention to one of these things that the Lord, the plans, God's plans for us is to prosper us and bring our to his expected end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's look at that scripture, and I want you to pay attention to that. Jeremiah 29:11. So the whole month, just write this down, say it to yourself, let your children say it, your grandchildren, remember, rise it, for the stars of April 2nd, memorize it, let it be a part of us. Every one of us, even the little children, can memorize it. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. plans to give you a future. Let's look at the NIV. To give you hope and a future. If you look at in the other, I want you to pick this and run with it. Okay, let's look at the King James. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. An expected end. Okay, let's look at the ASV. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope in your latter end. The Amplified says, for I know the plans and thoughts I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. The AMPC version says, for I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. In your final outcome. I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. For I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration, plans for your well-being, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace and not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope. For I know the plans I have in mind for you, says Adonai, plans for well-being, not for bad things, so that you can have hope and a future. I will bless you with a future filled with hope, a future of success. I will bless you with a future filled with hope, a future of success and not suffering. CEV version, and then I will go to this other. I'm reading from different type Bibles. For I know the thoughts I think the words you said, the Lord, thoughts of peace. And not evil, to give you a letter and a hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not affliction, to give you an end and patience. I say this because I know the plans I have for you. The message is from the Lord. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. Let's look at it. The ERV, and I like this one. Hallelujah. Okay, this is from the Easy Read version, and you say Easy Read. This is the Bible is from ERV version, which is Easy to Read version. It says, "This is what the Lord says: Babylon will be powerful for 20." Okay, let's go. I said this because I know the plans that I have for you. This message is from the Lord. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. I plan to give you hope and a speech and a future. Then you will call on my name, verse 12. You will come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. I don't know about you, but when I see this, I'm so excited. So when you see things happening in your life, don't let the devil distract you and say anything. He wants you to go through, do this, do that. No, God's plans for you is not to hurt you, to give you hope and a good future. So remember Jeremiah 29. You can take it from the King James Version if you want to memorize it, or whichever Bible you want to memorize that will apply, that will make it simple for you. God don't want to hurt you. He want to bless you. He wants you to finish your destiny, expect that, and what he's already planned for our lives. Keeps happening in our lives because the Lord is God. No. Good. Why would he create a world, put us in it, and then just want to, for us to be destroyed? No. His plan is good and not evil. He, hallelujah. And now if you start receiving this in your spirit, man, and you recite this every day, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, repeat it. Repeat this all the time. Declare it. And when you declare it, put your name in it. Okay, it's for you. It's for me. It's for your children, for your grandchildren, it's for your husband, it's for your wife, it's for your great-grand. Hallelujah. To bring you to an expected end, his expected end. Not to bring you to what Satan expected end. Not to bring your children and grandchildren to Satan expected end. And when the Bible says, when the enemy came in like a flood, the Spirit of God raised up a standard. That's why you must not be discouraged. You must trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is a... He is a winner. Hallelujah. He's a winner. There's nothing that's impossible for God to do. Hallelujah. When you run this race, when I run this race of life, he's already placed everything in me, in you to win the race. But the enemy will always let you know that God, you can't win. But you already a winner. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. That's why I want you to repeat these verses for this and say it to yourself every day. Write it. Sometimes I write scriptures in my bathroom and put it on the glass and you put it on the mirror, and every time I go in that bathroom to brush my teeth, I say those scriptures. Every time I go in the bathroom, to use the bathroom and washing my hands, the scripture right there, and I repeat the scripture. It's a good way to just repeat that one scripture. If you all can do it, you will start seeing your faith will start rising in the Lord. Amen? Because God says he's going to restore. He's a restorer. Hallelujah. He's a restorer. We're going to go in there step by step. He will restore to you the years, the kangaroo worms, the palmer worms. He said, the Lord said in Joel, let's look at Joel. I won't keep you long, but we'll dig into this later on. He said, I will restore to you the years. Verse 25, Joel 2:25, years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the crawling locusts, the consuming locusts, the chewing locusts. My great army which I sent among you, you shall eat it and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. He who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. God is speaking in Joel 2:25. So 27, take that, run with it. The Lord said, I will restore to you the years. The locusts have eaten. The crawling locusts have eaten. Hallelujah. Money can be restored. Property can be restored. Cars, feeding, all houses, relationships can be restored. But one thing that can never be restored is time. Time flies, and it does not return. Years pass, and we never get them back. yet, when you look at this scripture, you find that God promising the impossible. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. Hallelujah. So you see, God is even giving you a promise. I will restore. He's a God of restoration. Hallelujah. But the locust ate the crops. The year. So that means those were fruitless years. For four consecutive years, the harvest was completely wiped out. Children of God were brought to their knees in more ways than one. But the Lord Almighty God, the covenant-keeping God, he became jealous for his land and had pity on his people and said, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied. Look, what I'm going to say, I'm going to break these things down to you. God is going to restore those years. Hallelujah. Those fruitless years, the painful years, the selfish years, the loveless years, the rebellious years, the misdirected years, the Christless years. The Lord is going to restore it back to you as an individual. Hallelujah. And so what I want you to do, to rejoice. Remember, Lazarus came back, resurrection. Jesus, resurrection. We go to Palm Sunday. When you go to Palm Sunday and you see, and you read the scripture, and you read up a Palm Sunday, today is Palm Sunday, you see the palm tree represents victory. Hallelujah. Jesus sat on that colt, going triumphantly into Jerusalem. That cult represents you. If you allow Jesus to ride on you, hallelujah, and as he rides, you do not direct him, he directs you. You are going straight forward duration when you allow him to do it. You have victory. So I want you to think about the month of April. Victory, restoration. The children of Israel came through the Red Sea. Victory, Miriam danced. And the women said, victory. You see, it was impossible. Who could divide the Red Sea? Only God. There's an impossible thing. God is a God of the supernatural. Nothing is impossible with God. When you believe, I don't care what anyone said, God said, he redeems time. He is the owner of time. He's in motion. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he raises up a standard against the enemy. Do you see what happened to the children of Israel as they were going through the Red Sea? Pharaoh and his army came to the Red Sea. And some of you would say, Apostle, I prayed, and I'm still going through these issues. And I still see this, and I still see that. Nothing has happened because you think the enemy is right behind you. Yeah. But there's a time. God says, let them come. They will come so close, and they will never touch you because God has placed darkness in front of them. Yeah, you will hear the horses and everything, but it won't touch you. When God looked in the clouds, and what did he do? The water, they couldn't run back. He allowed them. You see, God is a merciful God. God keeps the save. He keeps the redeem. He keeps the restore us. You see, he's merciful even to people who are not Christians. He's merciful because before we became Christians, we still had his grace. He gives us chance and chance and chance again, but we have Some enemies are so stubborn. He wants them to be saved also because he loves all of us. But he will keep sending word for these people to come, the body of Christ, to change their mind. But some of them will be steadfast. They're not going to stop. And so when God steps in, it's finished. Hallelujah. You have a God that will never fail you. I want you to be encouraged as you go to Palm Sunday. You see palm tree, they represent victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus, those branches represent victory. Not victory from man, victory from Almighty God. Because man will say this and tomorrow he changes his mind. The Lord is bringing you restoring of health. Folks, what do you mean? When God restores your health, it's not that you will restore it to perfection. He is a restorer. Look what happened to Sarah. What did he do? Sarah had a baby, an old lady, who carried a son. Pregnancy. God did. You think God reversed everything back to restore those years? You think Sarah was gray, everything was all over her, her breast dropping, and she was carrying this baby? Do you think so? Think about it. God reversed those years. That's the best. He reversed those years. What happened? That body began to function, the uterus, her period, everything seemed like she was 16, 17, 18. Everything reversed. You think her breast was hanging? No. That's what the Bible calls Sarah, was so beautiful. Beautiful woman. So can you imagine that beauty she had? She restored everything back for her to be able to carry her baby. Can any old person carry a baby now? God got to reverse everything. You think he will let you be old, your oil, your face wrinkled, everything, and you're pregnant, and you and your breast hanging, and you think that he will put up? No, God thinks of perfection. Your whole body, you will look different. You'll be like in your youth. He did it for Sarah. Hallelujah. He restored the years of Ruth, of Naomi. God is a God of restoration. I want you to believe in his plans is to give you hope and his expected end. Do not be afraid. Trust in the Lord. He will restore your children, your grandchildren, families. Your finances will be restored. The years that can go wrong have eaten will be restored. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We thank you for restoration. Father, you know what each and every one of us needs. And we thank you in advance for complete and total restoration. Divine restoration for ourselves, our children, spouses, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Restore unto us restoration for this ministry in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. O Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship
of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Saul, I know it has to be a son. If you're on, it has to be a son, as we were praying earlier. The child is very light-skinned, the boy. Praise the Lord. The Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, continue to bless Allison and her children, her husband and children, in a special way, O God. Father, I pray that you give them that peace that surpasses all understanding, especially Allison, O God. Give up that peace that surpasses all understanding. Release your peace in the name of Jesus, that inner peace, O God. And Father God, we thank you. We bless you, O God. We give you glory. There are some things we do not understand. But Lord, we thank you, daughter. We thank you, Jesus, that she can rest in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for her grandchildren. She and her husband take care of her children, grandchildren. And Lord, give her beautiful ashes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give her beauty for ashes. Comfort her heart, O God. Since she lost her son, she's never been the same. So, Father God, just move into her life. Touch her, O God, in the broken areas. In the name of Jesus. Heal her, O God. Heal her. Make her whole, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. Comfort her in the deep places of her heart and restore unto her the joy of your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.